Welcome to KSKQ 89.5, Ashland, Oregon, Community Supported Radio. The name of the show is Your Brain in the Cybersex Jungle. My name is Gary Wilson. This show does contain adult themes, so please get the kids out of there. Disclaimer time, Your Brain in the Cybersex Jungle is informational only. It is not medical advice. If you need medical advice, please see your doctor. The central theme of this show is how internet pornography impacts young men, their experiences, and some of the science behind what they are experiencing. You can visit www.yourbrainonporn.com for more information. It is a free site, no ads, no nothing, except for information about problems arising from porn. Today, we're just going to talk a little bit about some of the news that's been going on recently. A couple of three or four big things have occurred around the subject of porn-induced sexual dysfunction. What I'm talking about is men who have developed sexual difficulties from years of using internet porn. One of the big events about a month ago was that Dr. Oz had a show on this subject. It was called Can Porn Cause Erectile Dysfunction? Well, guess what they found out? It can. Now, we have blogged about porn-related sexual problems for about 3 years now. In fact, one of our Psychology Today blog posts called Porn-Induced Erectile Dysfunction is a Growing Problem has about 1 million views, which shows us that guys are interested in this problem. Normally, erectile dysfunction is associated with such conditions as diabetes, blood vessel disorders, maybe problems with the nerves, or good old plain aging. And, of course, men are suggested to take Viagra. But this is a new phenomenon where healthy young men, otherwise healthy at least, are developing sexual problems and they don't know what the cause is. Well, what Dr. Oz did is he got a group of experts together. Actually, one of them I don't think was an expert, but I'll talk about that later. And he had Ian Kerner, who was the sexologist. He had Sue Varma, a psychiatrist. And he also had Andrew Kramer, a urologist. And Andrew, he is the director of the Reproductive and Sexual Medicine Department at the University of Maryland Medical School. Now, they got together to explain porn-induced ED, the causes and the treatments. And it's clear that all three have dealt with porn-induced ED in their clinical practice. So even though there are no published peer-reviewed studies yet on porn-induced ED, clinicians are starting to see it show up in their practice. But that is always the case. Reality precedes published peer-reviewed studies on everything. Now, what's interesting about this before I get into the show is that up until now, doctors, including psychiatrists, urologists, they pretty much had only one protocol for ED, whether it was old guys or young guys. They would give them erectile dysfunction pills, such as Viagra and such. Now, Viagra only works at the level of the penis. It inhibits enzymes. These enzymes are there to break down nitric oxide, and nitric oxide is what makes blood flow into the penis. So it only works right there down at the genitalia. However, porn-induced ED, or what is also called psychogenic ED, occurs in the brain. Now, I'm going to get to a new study on psychogenic ED. Now, what would often happen with these young men is they would visit a urologist and they'd say, hey, you know, things aren't working. And the urologist say, you have performance anxiety. Because for a guy who is 23, that's pretty much the only choice. Now, occasionally they would do blood tests and check out testosterone, but that's extraordinarily rare for a man who's 23. Maybe they check out other hormones such as prolactin or cortisol to see if they're too high. Occasionally they might look at nutritional deficiencies. But pretty much 99% of young guys are diagnosed with performance anxiety. Here's a few examples. I'll just do a few quotes of guys who actually went to doctors. Here's the first guy. I've seen multiple doctors and have wasted thousands on office visits, drugs, and tests. Now I've experienced my first successful intercourse without meds in 7 years, only after 17 days and no porn. This works. Now, 17 days, unquote. 17 days is pretty short for young guys. Here's another one. I tried all the ED drugs. I went to a urologist 5 to 6 times, and they all said nothing wrong physically. I tried sex therapists. They said it was sexual anxiety. Yeah, it didn't work out well there either. Turns out the truth was I had a dulled pleasure response that was perpetuating my erectile dysfunction. Another guy. I told my therapist about porn masturbation addiction before I was able to deal with it myself. He denied that such a thing could exist and recommended I just watch porn and masturbate once a day, unquote. Well, isn't that great advice for porn-induced ED? It's evident that the practitioners have never been informed about this new phenomenon. And of course, that makes sense because how long has high-speed internet been around? 10 years, 15 years, so it is new. They would always suggest that the guys had psychogenic ED, which is supposedly the same thing as psychological ED, which means there's something messed up in your head. But here's a couple of problems with that diagnosis. A new study just arrived a few months ago that actually looked at the brains of men who have so-called psychogenic ED or psychological ED, and guess what they found out? They found out that the parts of the brain, the reward circuit and hypothalamus, the parts of the brain that release dopamine that gets you excited, and then those impulses travel down the spinal cord to the penis, those parts of the brains have actually shrunken in these men with psychogenic ED. So what does that tell us? It's not psychogenic. It's physical. It's structural changes. Now, these parts of the brain that they identify were actually the reward center in a place called the hypothalamus, and these are what control erections. And if they have shrunken, that means they're releasing less dopamine, and that means there's less impulses going to your genitalia. This really lines up with actually a presentation I did a couple of years ago that hypothesized that these areas of the brains, due to constant overstimulation with internet porn, would actually be affected, and this is what the study find. They shrank. That means there's less dopamine produced. So here we go. Psychogenic is not psychogenic. What's interesting also in the study is they decided to perform psychological tests on these guys to see if there's a big difference between the control group who had great erections, and with the guys with psychogenic ED. What they find out? There was absolutely no difference in anxiety. The only difference was the guys with ED weren't quite as happy. Do you think that makes sense? You don't have the ability to get an erection, and you're a young person, you're not quite as happy. So it wasn't anxiety even in their tests. This really points to a physical problem. Now, back to the Dr. Oz show. Besides this desensitization, which was described very well by Dr. Oz and his doctors, I think what's always also going on is a rewiring of the brain. That was something that was not really talked about on the Dr. Oz show. So although Dr. Oz did a great job, so did the urologist, so did the psychiatrist, in describing a desensitization of the brain, just like I described, they had some weaknesses in the show that I would like to point out. The first weakness is that the show contained a sexologist called Ian Kerner, who, although he agreed that porn-induced ED can occur, he also spent the last segment of the show giving an infomercial for porn and actually suggesting that the couple use porn, even though using porn was the cause of his ED. I just don't understand this. Why would you suggest someone use the stimulus that caused the physical problem? So I just don't understand that. First problem with the show, or weakness, I should say, even though it was well done, is that they had a couple on there who may have been their mid-30s up to 40s. You could tell the guy maybe used porn, he said, two or three times a week. And the suggestion by the urologist was to take a time out, to stop masturbating for 30 days, and then you should be able to see if your problem was caused by porn. Here's the problem. A lot of the young guys who show up on our site these days actually need much longer than 30 days. They need at least 3 months and sometimes up to 6 to 9 months. And the reason is, unlike this older gentleman, they grew up looking at internet porn and wiring their sexuality to pixels. So that's a big difference between older guys and younger guys. So this advice may actually not apply. Another piece I should mention now, since the advice to older guys doesn't necessarily apply to younger guys, there was a video put out just a little bit ago by New Zealand TV show, news magazine called Seven Sharp, and actually interviewed a young guy and interviewed a therapist, and they suggest that he take 60 days off. So more news is coming out about that. You're listening to KSKQ 89.5. This is Your Brain in the Cyber Sex Jungle. We've been discussing the Dr. Oz show and how they did an entire show on porn-induced ED and some studies that had corroborated this effect. The Dr. Oz show, I was discussing how it was a great show, however, it had some weaknesses that I'd like to point to. One of the weaknesses was giving the advice that 30 days would lead to a complete cure of porn-induced ED. This is unlikely if you are a young person who has chronic ED due to porn. It can take much longer. It can take 2 months, 6 months, even up to 9 months. Another weakness with the show was that it didn't really discuss addiction. And it's probably a good thing to stay away from the term addiction, because that just really activates everyone. However, a lot of the young men actually do have an addiction. And how do they know? Well, when they stop, they have extreme cravings. They go through withdrawal symptoms. They can't control use. Withdrawal symptoms are depression, anxiety. So clearly, something has changed in their brain. And so it would have been good to suggest that addiction could occur, because although they mentioned that the brain can become desensitized, not produce enough dopamine to get an erection, other things can occur that will rewire your brain to porn, and these effects can stick around longer. They can stick around and cause you to crave porn and relapse into it. So that was one weak spot. Another minor point of confusion was when the urologist explained that the man should give up masturbation for 30 days. He didn't say give up porn. Now, this would seem to be obvious, but when the show was ended with the sexologist suggesting that couples use porn, that could create quite a bit of confusion, because it's not masturbation-induced ED. That doesn't really happen. It is porn-induced ED. So that was another problem, especially when it was emphasized by the sexologist that porn is the greatest thing ever made. There's also no flatline warning. Flatline. What's a flatline? Well, nearly every guy who has chronic porn-induced ED goes through a flatline. Maybe they go through two flatlines. And the flatline is a loss of libido, where they can objectively see that a woman is cute, but they really have no response downstairs. They have no desire for sex. There's a subtle depression, maybe a little bit of lethargy that's going on. And this is really, really scary for guys. And what often occurs is that if you don't know about the flat line and you stop using porn, you immediately get scared and you go back to using. What's going on in their head is, if I don't use it, I will lose it. Well, that's not going to occur to a 23-year-old. What's occurring is they're going through a deep withdrawal, evidently, and it's a flat line that can occur for weeks. So it's important for anyone quitting porn who has erectile dysfunction to know about this flat line and be prepared for the evil loss of libido. Another thing that was missing, as I mentioned before, was no discussion of teen brains and how plastic they are and how changeable they are and how, if a young guy is using porn for years prior to his first sexual experience, how that will become his sexual experience, that will become his pathway, his circuit for sexual experience, and how this is the reason why young men take so long to recover. And as researchers have done with animals who are virgin animals, they can condition animals to all sorts of things sexually that wouldn't occur in nature. For example, they conditioned rats to the smell of death. Yes, their first sexual experience was with a female who smelled like rotting flesh. And then later on, this is what the rats liked. They liked other female rats with rotting flesh. So you can sexually condition yourself to anything that gets you hot. And that's what porn is doing. Another weakness in the show, and of course they couldn't have covered this, is the many other symptoms that occur with porn use and go away when you stop using porn, such as social anxiety, lack of attraction to real partners, concentration problems, lack of motivation, maybe escalation to weird porn that really, really doesn't match who you are. So this is something also to know, and these are symptoms that may occur prior to the final symptom being erectile dysfunction. I see erectile dysfunction as the end point of years of porn use, whereas some of these other symptoms, such as increasing strange tastes, porn is more exciting than real partners, maybe delayed ejaculation. A lot of these events occur prior to the final destination, which is the inability to maintain an erection with a real person. As I mentioned earlier, just this morning, we found a news magazine show from New Zealand, which did a great 5-minute piece on porn-induced TD. And they actually interviewed a young man with it. His description is very, very similar to what we see every day. First of all, he said that, hey, all my buddies are using it. This is normal. So what's the big deal? So that was his thought process. He later admitted that he had addiction, but he said, I didn't think I was addicted. This is just what I do every day. This is just what we do every day. It finally got his attention when he tried to have sex at age 18 with a real partner, and he couldn't have an erection. He sought out help, which is very rare. Most of our guys do not seek out professional help, and he found a therapist who had been seeing this a lot in her practice. And she did therapy, and now he's recovered, and he's feeling great. In fact, he says not only has he recovered from ED, but his whole life has changed. He's been given a new lease on life. So this was a very good piece, and it's going to be on the front of my website, and I would suggest that you look at it. Oh, yes, something I forgot to mention is that the therapist was describing in her practice how many young men are coming in with ED, and she asked them, do you use a lot of porn? And they're like, huh, what were you talking about? And they get a funny look on their face, and she said, every single man who comes in with ED is a heavy user of porn. So 100% correlation there. And that's what's interesting. We get a lot of flack that this is crazy to suggest that internet porn could cause ED, but really it comes down to a very simple test. If you remove a single variable, the only variable that these young men have in common, and that's heavy use of porn, and they go through withdrawal symptoms, and it takes 2 months, 3 months, 6 months, 9 months to recover, but they finally recover, and not only do they have strong erections, but they have attraction to real girls, that tells you that porn was the cause. A lot of the naysayers say, oh, it's just a refractory period, but I've never heard of a refractory period lasting 9 months. I don't know about you, but I've never heard of such a thing. So I would suggest going to my website, and on the front of the website, I'll have the Dr. Oz Show. On the front of the website, I also have this brand new piece from New Zealand with this young man, and you can see both of them and judge for yourself whether porn can actually cause any sexual difficulties. This has been Your Brain in the Cybersex Jungle, KSKQ 89.5, community-supported radio.